page 119, we'll try to finish the Maimer. We're learning about the three levels of exile. And this final Galus, person who's in Galus, a Galus within himself, but a Galus that by all appearances, thank you, by all appearances is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful Galus. Hashem, a person can be in a galus that's comfortable and pleasant. And a person can chas v'shalom be in a very, very difficult and unpleasant galus. However, the way that usually works is that when a person is in a difficult, painful, and unpleasant galus, he's davening and crying and krechzing and fighting to get out. But when he's in a pleasant and comfortable galus, like the one that we're in, it's pretty easy to get used to it and to just settle in and to accept. And it's very, very dangerous when a person accepts galus. The whole hesiris to get out is missing. So this third level of galus that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks is a galus that a person has even in the holiness of learning Torah and a life of kiyum hamitzvos. But it's missing a kesher with Hashem. The connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam is missing. The person is in a galus of serving himself by creating certain objectives and goals in order to be able to accomplish, to reach those goals in learning and in davening, which again is wonderful. But along the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgotten. And the tachlis of why we're doing all of this is lost, is totally forgotten. This galus is a very hard galus because the person davens and learns and is keeping mitzvahs and doesn't feel that there's really anything missing. Page 119. Mesupa al tzadike emes shetado hayu achuzei simcha v'chedva megadol haschus l'lmad Torah. We know many stories of true tzadikim that they were in a constant state of joy, the great schus that they had to learn Torah. V'yesh shafilu besar kedei halimud, and we know that there are some that even during the time that they were learning, in the middle of learning, they otsru beruchem, they couldn't hold back. In the middle of their learning, they couldn't hold back to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to praise Hashem. In the middle of learning, or to tremble with fear, to be filled with fear and with awe when they would mention the name of a Tana, of an Amira, of a Tzaddik. Yehudi Yaker Shezocha, the Shir Bechavruse, Im Adam Golakazah. Any Jew who's fortunate, who's ever been fortunate to be able to have a Chavruse, to be able to learn with such a person, who is on fire and in the middle of his learning can't hold himself back from thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he mentions the name, I remember my Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik Lebracha, when he would say something from his Rebbe, from Reb Shimon Shkop. So my Rebbe would always stand up and he would close his eyes and he would start to shake. And he would say, "Ani zoicher, gedenk, I remember, Mori v'Rabbi Reb Shimon." And when he would say it, he was shaking. We saw this almost every day. He would say something three times a week, something from Reb Shimon. When he would speak about Rashi, when he would say over a svar from the Rashba, from the Ran, the way that it was said, and the way the Rashba's name was said, and the way Rashi was said. So somebody who had the schus to have a chavrusa with a person like the Sipur Kipamim, so this person told what it was like to learn with such a person. And he said that Kipamim poschu lumad b'sefer mesuyim, they had a chavrusa that were learning a certain sefer, Lamda Kisidra, and naturally they were learning the Sefer in the Seder of the Sefer. That's what they set out to do. They were learning the Sefer from the beginning to go through in the order and to finish the Sefer. But sometimes it happened. So this is Amor Hoy Lamda Kisidra, Perak Acha Perak, Achu Posach Davke Bemsa. We would sit down, and whatever it was, it came, he would open, and it would open to a different page. And it wasn't, it didn't open to the page that they were exactly up to. Someplace in the middle of the cipher. Motzisham Tchilas Inyan, and he looked and he saw, this tzaddik saw the beginning of an Inyan, some paragraph or some new place, some new ice in the cipher. And this tzaddik would begin to learn from that place in the Sefer, from that place which is in the middle of nowhere, or in the middle of everywhere, not nowhere, it's in the middle of everything. He would begin from that place, and he would start to learn from that place and to go in that Sefer. He would go in that place and learn. Now you would say that from an educational, intellectual perspective, that's not the way to do something. And certainly that's not the regular way that he would learn either. It happened. For whatever reason it happened like that he would open up to some place and he would start to learn. He would see something, he would start to learn from that place. And he would go with that. So as people who are very masudar, we would look at that critically. Say, that's not the way to learn. And how are you supposed to learn a sefer like that? And how are you supposed to accomplish? And how are you supposed to get anywhere? And how are you supposed to finish what you wanted to learn? And so on. But Kavanosa Haisa Brewer. But the Kavani here was clear. Bossi Khan Lulumad is Teres Hashem Isbarach. I'm here to learn Teres Hashem. I've come here to learn Hashem's Torah. Eini Paseach Bezos Od Project L'Shtabeach Bo. This is not a project that I've undertaken in order to make myself bigger or better. I'm here to learn Teres Hashem. Again, he's not saying that one should not have a Seder, and that Tzaddik, of course, learned generally Keseder. But if it happened occasionally, such a thing that there was, for whatever reason, it fell onto that place, and he would have a Cheshek, and he started to learn from that place. Okay. So what? So then there's a problem. He's not going to be able to make the Siyum when he wanted to. He's going to have to repeat that. He's going to go back. He's out of order. He didn't care. Because the bottom line is Teres Hashem. This isn't a project that I have to that I'm working towards a degree or to graduate, and I have to be able to show that I did this, or even with myself that I finished this, I did that. It's Teres Hashem. Hamachas, Misaper Hayden House. The person is telling about what it was like to learn with this tzaddik. Hayzi Nocha Kasha Nichnas Ish. So the man says that I was once there, learning with the tzaddik, when a person came to complain that he didn't have chiyus, which many people feel, over time, especially over time being in yeshiva, outside yeshiva also, where he was complaining he didn't feel chiyus, he didn't feel excited, v'cheshek, didn't have a cheshek b'limud in his learning. Hala hemid la'atzma yad mesuyim b'limud. This individual had established for himself a specific objective, a specific goal in his learning. And his heart was becoming chometzdik. It was hurting him. And he was losing his cheshik because he wasn't able to stick to that. He wasn't keeping up with the program. He wasn't sticking to the project that he made in learning. HaTzadik, so what was the eighth of the Tzadik? HaTzadik Hidrichoi Lahakdish Zman Nikar Mide Yom Limud Dvarim Shalibar Chavitz Behem. The Tzadik was Madrichim, the Tzadik advised him to devote a considerable amount of time each day to learn some Torah, something that he found, that he enjoyed. Not his specific Seder. Not that his chayvis that he had. But to learn something, dvarim sheli bar chafetz behem. Tafilu agada, even if it's not halacha, even if it's not the Gemara, but to learn agadata, hameshechis is halev, that draws the heart out, something in machshava, something in Musa, whatever it was, medrash, but to learn something that he would feel connected to. We've been talking a lot about this Neiros HaTorah. Kim Noit Lekach, because if the person is drawn to a certain part of Torah, as we've learned a lot, Mashma Shasham Sharasha. It's Mashma that's where the Sharasha of his Nisham is. If he feels naturally drawn to a certain part of Torah, it means that the Sharasha of his Nisham is rooted in that part of Torah. And Hayr Lahaises Manma, Gam Lekvias Bishar Halimudim, Hamakadim Waisai. And the Tzaddik told this person to, of course, leave over some time with the other starim. In other words, in his regular learning, to be able to try to continue to move along with the program. Achlo says man nika lemashaliba nimshach, but make sure to give a significant amount of time to that which your heart feels like learning, which you would enjoy learning, which you want to learn. Bidvarm she'ein loy behem revachim. Davkin in an area of Torah where it's not considered that he makes any profit or that he's gaining any ground in the eyes of other people. In other words, he's not finishing the Masechta. He's not finishing Yeridaya. Whatever else it is that he's doing, what he set up for himself, he's not finishing that. But Davke, he should spend a lot of time learning that Inyan that he enjoys learning. And it's not getting him to any particular place in his goal of what he wants to accomplish and what he wants to learn. This fell on these words of the tzaddik fell upon that person mamish like thunder. And of course, that's not something that you generally hear at all in any of the yeshivas. And that's not the kind of hadracha that we received in learning. My mashma libay chafetz. What do you mean, libay chafetz? What's the meaning of that? My heart desires in learning. Hari yesh laisdarim kivuim. But I have specific sdarim. I have a program in learning. She'edim lahavi lagdulais, which I was told and I understand is going to lead me on the path to becoming an Adam Gadol, a great Talmud Chacham. And if I'm going to spend half a day learning things that I like and going here, looking there, then what's going to happen to my godless? Then what's going to happen to my greatness? And I'll never become a Talmud Chacham. The Kate said, Mutaloy Lehenes Mitarkib Shuta. He was, how could I just learn just for pleasure, to enjoy? Liyom, however, over time, some time passed, and he gila maskon that she'en lebrei racheres. He saw that he was falling so far away from learning that he had no choice. He had to follow the tzaddik's advice. So hechel oisek b'charkli Yisrael. So he began to learn charkli Yisrael, which throughout time, millions of Jews, especially Sfadashim, that they had a tremendous, tremendous aliyah, learning the chayk for each day. That portion for each day of the week, as it's divided up in the chayk of the Yisrael, from Tanakh, and Lemishna, and Gemara, and so on. Sha'aruchem idayam b'yamay. So he began to learn chayk of the Yisrael. Now, if a person takes out the chayk of the Yisrael in yeshiva, they'll laugh him out of the Bais Medrash. That's considered to be the safer of the Hamayin Am, of the multitudes, of the uneducated, of the simple working people, the Chaykul Yisrael. It's not something that would ever be taken seriously in yeshivas. And he began to learn Chaykul Yisrael, the Simcha B'chiyas, and he had a tremendous Simcha, and a tremendous amount of Chiyas learning this. HaChayk Yedua, as it's known, the Chaykul Yisrael, Yesh bo psuke Tanach, it is divided for each day of the week into psukim from Tanach, Maat Mishnah Gemara, some Mishnayis and some Gemara, Zohar Kodesh and Halacha. So every single day, a person has a taste of all different parts of Torah, and over the course of his life, he goes through the Chayk over and over, and this is how many, many, many Jews lived. For a long time, this was the way of a Yid. Yozdei Hari HaKadosh, this was established, this way of learning was established by the Hari HaKadosh. V'nechshav menas chelek l'pshutei ha'am, and this was always considered to be the chelek of the simple Jews. Tmimei derech, poshut yidden, nishmais yisol kodesh, holy Yiddish and nishamas, that they learned chayk every day. These were people, for the most part, who were not in a mizgeres of learning on a deeper level and so on. They would learn chayk liyisol, and still many, many Jews do that now. Now this person, this yeshiva person, hala motzas atzum b'chayk, he found himself in the chayk liyisol. He got back his neshama. He found himself in the chayk liyisol. V'sa'aneg l'umay teres Hashem esbarach, t'mima m'shivas nafesh. And he had tremendous pleasure learning teres Hashem, which gave him back his soul. Teres Hashem, t'mima m'shivas nafesh. It gave him back his neshama. B'li chishuv m'cheshbainis. And he didn't make any cheshbainis. I'm going to be behind schedule. I was supposed to become the Gadol Hador by the time I was 40. He's all off schedule. It's not going to work out. Ma'apech ma'shavti zeh, this revolution in his way of thinking. Hishpia, this was the Hadroch of the Tzadik. Hishpia al kol ishiyuso, it had a tremendous hashpa on this person. Kirvas alokim, it gave him a feeling of closeness to Hashem. Shelo yoda kemoisa ad oz. He did not know that, he never felt such a feeling of kirvas alokim until then. Ish leherichai alachayk. He was not looked up to because of that new seder that he had in Chayk Yisrael. He was not admired for that. But for the first time in his life, he was learning Torah like a Jew. Laharich teva achas haTorah, to feel how valuable and how precious every word is of Torah, and to enjoy and to delight in every word of Torah. And to learn l'man shma yisbarach, and to learn because it's Hashem's Torah. Loi l'man hazula, is not because of what people think or what people say. And not even because of that person inside of himself that wants to be the Talmud Chacham, also not that. Al zeh derech hanitzav letfila noicha pnei Hashem, and by this he began to connect more to davening. He began to feel in his davening that he was standing in God's presence. The Torah la'atzliach ba'asher hichlit shelazoyis yikar atzlocha, and he began to define his atzlocha in davening in a way that he never did before. Heichan Hashem esbarach b'tfilasoi, where is the Rebbeinu Shalom my davening? He began to live in his davening that this is the Metzius, that I'm standing mamish in front of Hashem. The same way it's clear that he's holding his siddur and it exists, he felt God's existence mamish there together with him. What's the inyan b'chlal of hatzlocha, of measuring one's hatzlocha in davening? What does it mean to be matzliach in davening? That we used to talk about in yeshiva, how's the kavana going, how's the hatzlocha going, how's your davening going? What's the inyan b'chlal of hatzlocha? I hatzlocha kasher zoicha ani ve'evyon. If you think about it, that an ani ve'evyon, that an impoverished person is zoicha lovel lifnei ha'melech, that the poorest person, who's not just poor in wealth, but poor in mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, who's poor in seichel, who's poor in midas tovim, that such an ani ve'evyon has the schus to come to the king. Zeicha ani ve'evyon lovel lifnei ha'melech. L'shabuchay l'haluloi, to praise him, to sing to him. But losses like, not only that, But we know that Hashem kivyochel waits for our tefillas. And our tefillas kivyochel would give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Shechina, the strength to be mashpil all kinds of brachas in the world. That's Hashem made the world in such a way. It says in Pasuk, give strength to Hashem. And the way we give strength, kivyochel, Hashem made it in such a way that we give strength to the Shechina Kedosha, is to our tefillas. What a schus that is to be able to daven to Hashem. It's an inyan that is on tzlich in davening, what the kavanas are in davening. Hagufa etzem ha-tefillah. Just tefillah itself, to stand in front of Hashem. Hatzlocha she'en l'mala himana. It's the biggest hatzlocha in the world. There's no bigger hatzlocha than that, just to be able to put your feet together, to stand up and to daven Shemun Esrei. There's no bigger hatzlocha than that. All we have to do is to connect to that schus, to connect to that hatzlacha, to connect to that reality of being every second noichach b'nei Hashem, and to be able to pour one's heart out to Kadosh Baruch Hu and talk to Hashem. Loilasas moichai, you don't make your mind into a knei mida, into a way to measure lekvoas erka or is erka mula, to measure the davening, or to measure oneself with the intellect of what did I accomplish in davening. What were my kavanis in davening? That doesn't mean that a person should chasham ignore kavanis. He's not, and he's the same way he's not saying to ignore the Seder in learning. But this galus that we're talking about is a galus where a person simply gets off course. And his davening also becomes some sort of an intellectual undertaking of whether or not he has this particular thought or that particular thought. The ikar tzlocha of davening is the feeling of being with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and being able to talk to Hashem Yisbarach. There's no bigger hatzlocha than that. And if a person would think about that, and if a person would come to davening in that way, it would be a whole different, his whole life would be different. His whole life would be a life of kivus elokim. I was away. There was a yid that I know that I was talking to. He was going through some terrible sorrows in Parnos, some inyan Parnos, and it's affecting his health and his shalom bayis. It's just very hard for him. He's a big, big, wonderful elach yid, and so you're talking. He asked me, "What could I do? I'm davening and it's not helping." So I asked him, "What do you mean you're davening? It's not helping. What is that? How could that be?" So he said, "I'm davening and it's not helping. In other words, the bank closed my thing and this and that, and it's not working." So I said, "That's not what's meant by davening working. That's something else. What happens with your business? That's not what I meant when I asked you about davening. And your answer is that davening is not working, meaning that." Davening works if it accomplishes what you want it to accomplish. It's also an undertaking. It's also a project. It's the help support the family of so-and-so davening project. That's also a project. That's also a goal. See, that's not what I meant by the davening. What do you mean it's not working? So davening means to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu about how it's hard for you and you don't know what to do and it's hard for you to concentrate and to help you with thinking and to... davening means to kibbutz elokim. It doesn't work. It has to work. Davening always works. Always, always works, davening. If a person is davening. But if davening itself is a project, either an intellectual, some kind of an intellectual undertaking, to be able to think about a certain amount of things and to accomplish and to be matzliach in davening, or the davening, the whole tachas of davening is to be able to get something out of it, so then a person can walk away from davening and feel that it wasn't matzliach. Vayraya, I'm still out of work. So, or I didn't remember what I read in Rav Shimon Schwab's book on tefillah, which is a very beautiful sefer, but I didn't remember it. So, my davening was not much lich.
But that's hatzlacha.
What's the hatzlacha of a child? Is the ikar hatzlacha of a child to get something from his mother, or is the ikar hatzlacha to be together with his mother? It's the ikar hatzlacha is to be with his mother. From there, everything else somehow works out. That's the ikar hatzlacha. But that's what davening is. So the end of the story is that I got a text message. He sent me a text today that for the first time, he was actually davening. He's davening. I mean, first time in a long time, whatever. I don't know what he meant first time. He says davening. So you're not davening to get something or for something. You're davening to be able to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to be with him and to be able to speak to him. Which there's no bigger schus in the world than that. It's the meaning of the hatzlacha that one has. It's matzliach, it's not matzliach. That's not what davening is. K'may chen l'gabi shah hatzlachas, o kishloinis besumir vasit, it's like with everything in Yiddishkeit. The same thing with everything in Yiddishkeit. All the inyan of hatzlochas and kishloinis and sumira and staying away from aveiros and aseh tov and doing mitzvahs. What does it mean? Of course we have to do mitzvahs. Of course we have to stay away from aveiros. But Hashem is baruch here kibbutz ha'odom minefesh elokis v'nefesh tivis ba'amis. Hashem is baruch has created man by combining within him a nefesh elokis and a nefesh bahamas, a godly soul and an animal soul. Mavakesh ha-nefesh elokis tagdia es hativis mi-ridoisa v'nimichusa. And Hashem has asked us to work that our nefesh elokis should lift us up from the lower nature of the nefesh bahamas. A person would like very much to be matzliach. What does that mean to be matzliach? Not to have any yetzaharas, not to have any inclinations to bad midas, to anger, to laziness, to selfishness. A person would love to be able to have a teva that's good, and that everything is good. He would consider himself to be a big matzliach. In his Yiddishkeit, if he didn't have any of these struggles with Sumei Ra and Aseh Tov, Lanuach mi milchamas hanefashos, to be able to rest from all these spiritual battles, it would be terrific. He would consider himself to be a matzliach if he was such a person that didn't have all of these milchamas. Ram shlichus hiloi. However, the shlichus of a person's life. The shlichus of a person's life, as we know, and we've learned this so many times, is every day to do the best he can to purify himself, to refine his life that day, each day to start again, b'chol yom mechadash, ad saif yomav, to the end of his life. Ha'atzlocha in ha'ga'al pizga upni l'menucha. Hatzlocha is not like conquering a country. Hatzlocha is not when you reach a certain peak, and you reach that point, then you're able to rest and to take it easy, and you're done. That's not what hatzlocha is. Maybe in other things in the world, that's how a person measures hatzlocha. I've made it. I've gotten here. I remember once reading years ago an article about certain people that they were, Isaac, and all, you know, like discoverers and inventors, that they're working for years and years in a certain inyan. And once they got to that inyan, afterwards, they had nothing to live for. And a lot of these people, they became sick or they committed suicide. That they finished. Because I was supposed to get to the top of that mountain. I spent a long time. I got to the top of the mountain. So now what? Another mountain. This is the biggest mountain. Or whatever else it might be in science or in math or in something else of the world, that the person set for himself a certain goal, and when he reached that goal, so then he's finished. So he was matzliach. Once he's matzliach, that means that there's nothing else to do. But that's not how Hashem created us. Etzem ha'omal li'yishomer lu'hisnatek. The shlichus of our lives is the actual work of staying away from the bad things. Each day, again, a new shlichus to try to guard ourselves. Well, it's not taken to detach ourselves from things that are bad. Lavei de hizgaber, to work hard and to overcome the challenges of that particular day. Nachshav hatzlocha, muflug l'chsha'asmi. That's the biggest hatzlocha. That's the biggest hatzlocha in a person's life. Not getting to some goal, but on that day, in the Molchama, being mezgaber and fighting and being a soldier and working hard, that's the hatzlocha. Ela sheshidach ze bein ha'elokis l'tivis, this shidach between the nefesh elokis and the nefesh of Bahamas and the animal soul, gerim sha nefesh ha'tivis maneches tviyas etzbayisera gam alisukei ha'nefesh elokis. The problem is that the nefesh of Bahamas has a way of influencing the way that we look at things in Elokus. And the nefesh of Bahamas, obviously the way the nefesh of Bahamas works is, I want this, I want it, and I must get it. That's the language of the nefesh of Bahamas. That influences the nefesh Elokus, that even when it comes to Yiddishkeit, we begin to look at Yiddishkeit in such a way that we have to get something and get somewhere and accomplish something and reach a certain madrega. It has an influence over the business of the nefesh elokis. The nefesh of Bahamas wants to make a certain profit out of the nefesh elokis. It's two different businesses. I saw in a sefer that back when the Lubavitcher Rebbe school, when he was starting all of his different, you know, mevtzoyim, to go out to put tefillin on Yidden and do all these different projects and campaigns, so there was a bachur who came to Lubavitcher Rebbe. Yeshiva bachur came to Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he asked Rishus from Lubavitcher Rebbe. He wanted to go to take driving lessons so he could have a license, so he'd be able to drive one of the mitzvah mobiles. He was in yeshiva. He was old enough, and he wanted to go for a license. So Lubavitcher Rebbe told him. Lubavitcher Rebbe said to him, "What are you mixing your taivas into my elokus?" That's what he said. You understand what he said? Because your taiva, what are you mixing the two? I have an inyan in elokus that every Jew in the world should put on tefillin, right? Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's my inyan in elokus, to be mashpia on Jews. What are you mixing your taivas into my elokus? So he said to him, you have a taiva to drive. Let's talk tachlis. You want to drive. You should be sitting and learning right now in yeshiva. You shouldn't be going out now driving. You should be sitting and learning. So your taiva is because of my elokus. That's what he said. It's two different things, my elokus and your taiva. But that's how the Nefesh Bahamas always works. The Nefesh Bahamas comes also and tries to work its way into the elokus. So the whole inyan of the Nefesh of Bahamas is, I have to get this, I have to have this, and so on. And it could have such hashpa and elokus as well. And even though we know there are stories of tzaddikim, that they were the mishtaikik, to reach certain things, into nevuah, whatever, ruach hakodesh, that's the inyan what tzaddikim have by their bali madregas, talking about regular Jews. This is not our avodah. Achanisham mishtakekes, what's the neshama really want? The neshama really wants to enjoy its relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, period. The neshama does not have a curriculum, or any particular set goals, any projects in mind. It didn't come to the neshama, even though again you'll hear mice like this or like that, it doesn't come that the neshama has to finish Shas by the time he's 18. That's not the inyan of the neshama. The neshama has one inyan. It's relationship with the Bari Olam. That's the inyan of the neshama. Of course, learning and steiging and working very hard and learning and learn. Of course, that's the most powerful way to strengthen the relationship. But if it's not doing that, and it's causing a person to chas v'shalom forget Hashem or to get further from Hashem, then he has to learn something that will help him grow closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, as we've said many, many times, it's not talking about young boys in yeshiva. You know, I have some 9-year-old boys saying that my heart isn't into this, you know. Don't just put your head down there and schneis, and we'll talk about your heart when you're older. But even there, I'm saying that in a strong way, but that even there it has to be with big chachma how to do that and to make sure that the children don't get lost chas v'shalom. But certainly children have to have a say then. They have to be part of a program, and they have to have goals, and they have to be able to try to feel that they're accomplishing, and you give them a prize and all of that in order to motivate, because that's part of being immature. An immature person is always working for something. It's not the etzem of the work itself. It is always working for something. That's an inyan of immaturity, because immaturity means I want to finish this so I can rest. I want to get over with this so I can be finished with this and I'm done with it. I want to be potter from this. I want to be potter. Some of you, Mistama, are learning Daf Yomi. It's winding down, Baruch Hashem, starting Masechta Nida. Every person, maybe I shouldn't say it, a lot of people learn Daf Yomi, Be'emes. Some of you here have learned Daf Yomi. You know that when you're learning sometimes the Daf, the Inyan is not the Daf, the Inyan is to finish the Daf. In other words, the Inyan is not the Daf, it's to be Noch the Daf, after the Daf. Same thing like when it comes to, you come back from work and you didn't Daf Marv yet. The Inyan is not Davening Marv, the Inyan is to be what? Noch Marv. If there was a way you could press a button and to be noch marav without davening, that would be noch besser. The marav button, if you could press that, that's not my word. Rav Soloveitchik said that. Rav Yoshe Bess said that to most people, they don't daven marav, they daven to get finished with marav. They daven so they could be potter from marav. He said, daven, I'm done, I daven. I covered today's shachrin, marav, putter, I'm finished. Daf yoimi? Potter. I finished the daf. How did you do it? And how careful? No. Okay, so then you remind yourself of all the wonderful encouragement that you heard, that the main thing is that you have every day time to put aside. It's true. But during the time that you're learning, you want to be finished with the daf. So that at some point you can look at the Masechta, you finish with the Masechta, and then over the years you finished, and there's an accomplishment in finishing Shas. The Neshama didn't come into the world with such an inyan. It's a fantastic gimmick, a holy, fantastic gimmick to have Jews learn, recognizing that our learning, it's very hard to squeeze out a little bit Lishma and a little bit Lashem Shemayim in our learning. So the same way, like the Rambam says, you give children candies and you get them to learn. So then there are candies. So this is a more choshev candy. The feeling that I have learned that I have finished that. But that's not how the Nefesh HaKis came to the world. Nefesh HaKis came with one inyan, Dveikus B'Hashem, to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the inyan of the neshama. Ad Mosai Teisha Ba'Afela Shel Shimush. The Kodesh, the Yokar, L'Shem Atzma, L'Shem Atzma, how long you're going to use holy things, learning and so on, how long you're going to use those things in order to serve yourself instead of serving Hashem, instead of serving your own needs, instead of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah. L'Shem Atzma, Yilam HaKheris, L'Vatis, Kol HaMaleh. Let's use some other words to finish now. Let's use some other words to put this very simply. HaTorah V'Mitzvah, Hina Mitzvah, Muflo. Torah Mitzvah, Yiddishkeit, isn't unbelievable mitzvahs. It's an amazing mitzvahs. It's from another world. Asher gedei l'chayosa kfi shehi in order to live a life of Torah mitzvahs the way that it was supposed to, the way that it was given to us, yesh lahabit ala mibachutz. You have to look at it, and you have to look at yourself and your Yiddishkeit from the outside. You have to look from the outside. What does that mean? Bechlal, a person always needs to do that. He always needs. It's very hard to do that. That's why sometimes it hurts if you have a friend of yours that criticizes you a little bit, even though it's 100% on target. It bothers you. We're supposed to be our, we're supposed to ourselves look. Try to go outside and to look at oneself. One should look at Torah mitzvahs from the outside as something which has the most unbelievable koyach, to attach a person, to connect a person to Hashem. Then you take the Torah, you take that piece of Gemara or Chumash Rashi or Navi, whatever it is, Halacha, Musa, Chassidus, then you go into the Sefer and you learn it in such a way. However, if you look at Torah mitzvahs, mibifnim, always from the inside, from what I want from Torah mitzvahs. Not what Hashem wants from my Torah mitzvahs, but what I get out of Torah mitzvahs. I get this, I get that, I finish this, I finish that. What you're going to accomplish in your she'ifas, what do I profit? What do I gain from my Torah today? By that, you're losing the ikkar of all Torah mitzvahs, all of Yiddishkeit. You lose the ikkar of what Yiddishkeit's about. Koyach ze, this koyach. Lot says mitoich ha-matzav, to go out of the matzav, to go out of yourself. Ulahabit olav me'bechutz, and to look at Torah mitzvahs as the kalim of dveikus b'Hashem, not your instruments of self-improvement and greatness, but one thing only, dveikus b'Hashem. Hina karach miyuchad akayim ba'adam u'shmai marach chachma. This is what we're learning about in the early mamarim. There's a way to think that's called chachma, which is different than shnei marach bina. Chachma hi riyah klolus makefes. Remember, chachma is looking at something in the broader way, in the bigger picture of what it is. Bina hi riyah l'pratim. Bina is always going into all the pratim, all the details. Yesh mitivim nisbaruch b'yosef b'chachma. Some are more naturally blessed with an atiyah to chachma. There are others who invest all of themselves into the pratim, into bina, into the details of the program. And it's very, very hard for these people. The bina people have a very, very hard time with all that we're talking about here. And to be able to take themselves out. The whole nature of the inyan of bina is to be mamish in the thick of it. Not to be able to look at something from the top of the mountain, but to be always in the thick of it. Inyan zehurcha b'sifreinu b'maimer chacham bina shtei chas vadam, which we learn b'maimer nitzul hazman, and the maimer that we learn, or we're going to see more mitzvah sham, and the inyan of nitzul hazman. Okay, we'll continue mitzvah sham after Yom Tov.